We talked a little bit about the term for Terry Bryant with you. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the things that you've done in your life that you think prepared you for a state representative seat.
Well, there's numerous things. I think number one is the business acumen that I'd bring to the office. Number one, period. I think the state is being run incorrectly. All of our systems, all of our agencies are in dire need of rearranging how they do business. Obviously, they're taking more and more money because the money's basically there. As you increase taxes, you're going to have more money there to a point. But we have to rein in the excess of amounts. We have to reform. We can't just continue to pay and pay and pay. That's why everybody's leaving. You have to obviously notice that people are leaving the state.
I mean, if you want to look at one of the driving components in the times that I have spoke to you, and you look at people talking about what they're bothered by, the new Simon poll, there's a lot of information. And as you mentioned, the people leaving. Check with U-Haul, and you see the trailers aren't coming back. What can be done about taxes in all their forms, but primarily property taxes? We keep talking about how we're going to do it, and the minute somebody says property tax freeze, a whole bunch of other people freak out because they say, what happens because all this new local debt is coming to our level? This is a complicated subject, and I'm looking for a simple answer. And I know it's not easy, Dr. Jacobs, but there it is.
You know, there isn't an easy answer, but what the foremost on my mind is, if people are leaving in droves, 110,000 in 16, 115,000 in 17, obviously you can't raise taxes, so you have to reform. You have to do other things. One of the things that I mean, I'm not even at this point thinking that the freeze is going to do any good. To return the mortgage, the value of homes, I think you actually have to begin to cut. Yeah, this county alone, Jackson County, is 94th, rated 94th in the poverty levels. But we're paying 47th highest amount of property taxes. Now, how in the heck is the 94th poorest county paying the 47th highest amount in property taxes? So I think that we're beginning to understand that we can't just tax everybody to death, and we do have places to find money. I mean, there's a lot of places that you can find money. We found $1.6 million in the Inspector General's office. They appropriated the funding and funded that office for the 3 years where there was no Inspector General, no employees, no computers, no nothing, and they had $1.6 million there. No one knows where that money went. Where else can we find this?
It's interesting, Paul, that you mentioned how can one of the highest poverty counties have the highest property taxes, and maybe one begets the other, and I think you and I both know the answer to that. I mean, can you imagine being taxed into poverty? I mean, it's just idea. Now, let's talk about Speaker Madigan, who is a looming figure in everybody's advertising. You know, that you're paid for, Madigan, you're a surrogate. I mean, literally, when it comes to Madigan, I put it earlier this hour as being almost Machiavellian in his reach and strings. And what about Michael Madigan and the state of Illinois and his relationship to candidates and the role his name association plays?
Well, I think that my opponent is using Madigan as some kind of a devil for our we try to maintain the high road when we're campaigning, when we're advertising. Anything that I have control on, which is not a whole lot, whatever I have control on, though, we don't put that money out there as being something that Terry's getting or anything else. But it's almost at time where we're going to have to start to fight back a little bit. Yeah, you know, Terry got 2 weeks ago $48,400 from the Chicagoland Operators Union, and amazingly, Madigan got the exact same check in December, and then one of the main contributors to the Chicagoland Operators Union is none other than J.B. Pritzker. So they need to check where their money's coming from. My money is coming from good sources that anybody can check on the Illinois Board of Elections website.
Illinois State Board of Elections website has a very detailed funding tracking.
Yes, and anything can be checked there. You know, I think with the independent expenditures that Terry gets, I have fortunately been picking up, and that's the ones I've been picking up are from extremely conservative Illinoisans that are tired of giving to the Republican Party, so they give to PACs. And these PACs then pick their candidates very carefully. They want candidates that are really into the laws that they consider normal and good, from abortion to gun rights, everything that the Illinoisan, the conservative Illinoisan wants. That's where they put their money. They put their money where their mouth is, and they'll find I have PAC money. Terry has PAC money. Everybody has PAC money, but it's listed. It's all this name calling and whatnot. I think has been unnecessary, but sometimes you just have to put it out there.
Education funding. If you want to look, all right, 50% of the state's budget goes to education. I remember when Senator Gary Ford became in the studio and showed me the book, and we were looking at the pie, and I was like, wow, I didn't realize. 50%. But education funding, since it's 50% and the state's in a tough way, it's manifested itself in our school system. How can we continue to fund education? You being a doctor, I think you get this, right? We've got to do something about education and keeping it well-funded and safe. Where do you rest on how do we fund education while at the same time recognizing the effect and the numbers that you just talked about, people leaving the state because of funding? How do we make the schools attractive to people, keeping them here in the state of Illinois, and funding them, not only on the K-12, but higher education, Dr. Jacobs?
Well, I've had a number of things I think we'd have to look at. One of our major things is of course, our school districts. We have 852, roughly. With those 852, we have 852 superintendents. I compared that to other states. Florida, for instance, they have 70 superintendents for the whole state. I think that we need to look at that, and I think that we need. I mean, we're paying down here. We're paying for superintendents up north. It's a little dirty secret that no one knows. The pensions are put in place by the local school districts and counties, et cetera, but then the payments come from the state taxpayers. And so we're paying for $300,000 jobs up in Chicago that are going to end up drawing $6 to $9 million out of the budget for schools. So I mean, we need to look at that, do a 5-year, 10-year, 15-year program. Since Terry's been in, since 2014, this district has lost $6 million in schools. $6 million in schools since Terry's been in, and that's only since 2014. We're needing to reform the way we're spending our money. We have a lot of money going in. When it's looked at with some of the newest research that's coming out, they're going to see where it's being spent wrong, and we can spend it right. It can be changed, and it can be done right. You don't do it by raising the taxes.
Dr. Jacobs, we're getting ready to run out of time, and I want to get two more questions to you, okay? So we have to answer
next
one briefly, and I'm sorry to pigeonhole you like that, sir, sincerely.
No, that's okay. I'll try to keep it short.
No, I understand. We got big problems, and you can't expect it to answer big problems with yes and no for the rest of your life.
Yes.
I mean, we're big boys. We understand that. But here we go, briefly. If you get one or two items you would like to correct when it comes to statements or advertising against you or for you, whatever the case, your pick here, what would you like to correct or to point out?
Well, basically what we were talking, the whole problem with the being a fake Republican is rather hilarious. The whole problem with where the money is coming from is rather hilarious. I think that most people in the whole district that we've been knocking on doors with have recognized that. These people, they all say, I don't care if they're in Mount Vernon, if they're in Murfreesboro, if they're in Anna, I don't care where they are, Pinckneyville, DeCoin, every one of them have said taxes, taxes, taxes. And we have, we do have the largest tax hike. You have to include the corporate tax hike. Yeah, so we've got to change that. And I'd like for them to change some of the things that they're saying, make sure they're accurate.
All right, you've got 60 seconds, right? Why
yes.
Paul Jacobs for state representative? Why you? This is the last 60 seconds before somebody walks into that polling booth on March 20th. They pull a Republican primary ticket. They see Bryant. They see Jacobs. Why you?
Why me? Again, business acumen. I bring almost 40 years of experience dealing with patients. Dealing with patients, developing trust, and that's one of the major things is that trust that I've developed over the years. And I think that's a huge thing, and I think if they want someone that is never going to raise the taxes, that's me. I won't raise taxes. I'll find other ways of doing it. You know, you have to have, if you do have to raise taxes, you should have always at least gotten some kind of reforms, but we just didn't get the reforms. I think that that's one of the biggest things. I would negotiate a lot of reforms, but I don't think I'd ever see my way to ever raise taxes.